This is a daily sports report for Friday, December the 9th. Out of St. Louis last night, a little pregame target practice by two St. Louis University guards added up to a lot of misery Wednesday for UMKC. It was a good shooting performance. How about perfect and near perfect? Glaga was 10 for 10 from the field. Turner was 7 of 10 and 2. Led the Billikens to an easy 95-68 victory over the Kangaroos in front of an estimated crowd of 12,752 quiet fans at Keele Center. The decision kept both teams' records perfect, perfect opposites. St. Louis improved to 4-0 while UMKC dropped its fourth in a row. Out of New York, the starting point for the Associated Press's college football All-American team is easily and clearly defined. The list released Wednesday begins with the nation's top rusher, Colorado's Rasheem Salaam. The fourth Division I-A player to gain 2,000 yards in a season made the first team at a running back position and was among four Big Eight players on the first team's list. Out of the baseball scene, the St. Louis Cardinals made up their mind that Geronimo Pena is one they want to play second base regularly, so they traded Luis Alcea to the Boston Red Sox for prospects Nate McInley, a right-handed pitcher, and Jeff McNeely, an outfielder. Both are young at 25 years of age. Out of Atlanta, baseballers want a new way to do business, and the players are ready to give it to them. Striking major leaguers drew up a revolutionary plan Wednesday that would give the consulting rights on a commissioner as part of a proposal aimed at avoiding the owner's planned imposition of a salary cap. Out of Lawrence last night in Big Eight college basketball action, Lon Kruger never left Allen Fieldhouse without a fight, but he never played at Kansas in December either. Kruger's Florida Gators took the fourth-ranked Jayhawks to the wire before falling 69-63 on Wednesday. Kansas lost nearly all the 15-point lead in the final 7 minutes, which hardly was a surprise to those who remembered Kruger as a feisty Kansas State guard and Wildcats coach. Out of further major college action last night, number 7 Kentucky does in number and rather unranked Indiana 73-70 in Louisville, Kentucky's Walter McCarty hit a three-pointer with 1:37 left Wednesday, sparking Kentucky to a victory over Indiana. Providence falls by a bucket to number 18 Georgetown 76-74 as Jerome Williams' rebound layup with 41 seconds remaining gave Georgetown its only lead of the night as the Hoyas rallied from a 14-point deficit and won a Big East game. Number 5, UMass takes down Pittsburgh 85-57. Number 21, Ohio U does in number no ranked Ohio Dominican 87-57. In the Big Eight, in further Big Eight action, Oklahoma State takes down Tulsa easily 93-88 as Randy Rutherford tied a career high with 33 points, and Oklahoma State held off a sprinted rally in the final minutes. Finally, Creighton falls to Nebraska big time in Nebraska 85-57 as Eric Strickland scored 22 points as Nebraska cruised to victory. In the pro ranks, out of Orlando, Florida, playing the Orlando Magic on back-to-back nights was no comfort for the Cleveland Cavaliers. They lost both times. Shaquille O'Neal led a 10-0 run midway through the fourth quarter Wednesday night, leading the Magic to a 90-75 victory. O'Neal finished with 33 points and 10 rebounds on the evening. Other NBA games last night, the 76ers doing the Heat in Miami 111-102 as Jeff Malone scored 13 of his season-high 34 points in the third quarter. The Hawks are taken down by the Celtics by 13 in Boston 93-80 as D. Brown scored 24 points and Xavier McDaniel added 23, helping Boston overcome a 10-point halftime deficit. Out of the NBA scene, Dennis Rodman was a no-show again, and the San Antonio Spurs suspended him for the second time this season because he did not attend Wednesday's practice. The practice was to have been his first since going on the 3.5-week paid leave of absence. He was to undergo severe counseling. Forward Dino Raja of the Boston Celtics suffered a fractured right hand Tuesday night against the New York Knicks and could miss 3 to 4 weeks. Golden State's Chris Gatling will be out the next 7 to 10 days because of a deep bruise on his right knee. And the Phoenix Suns at Washington Bullets game that was postponed Tuesday night because of condensation on the court has been rescheduled for April the 6th. Finally, in the world of sports, out of the women's basketball front, ESPN and the NCAA reached an agreement for the cable network to televise events from 19 NCAA championships through the year 2002, including exclusive rights to the Division I Women's Basketball Tournament. ESPN, ESPN2, and ESPN International will televise 23 women's tournament games, 8 from the round of 32, all 8 regional semifinals, all 4 regional finals, 2 national semifinals, and the championship game beginning in 1996. The package is estimated to be worth $19 million, or $2.7 million a season. That'll do it here for us for this past day in sports for Friday, December the 9th.